programmes about the Leeds piano competition, which finished last night. She profiles one of the six finalists each week, as well as introducing their concerto performances in full. First programme, BBC Four, Friday, 7:30. BBC Radio 3, 90 to 93 FM on digital radio and online. It's 11:30, time for Jazz Lineup with Julian Joseph.
Hello. Tonight's concert set documents one of the UK's jazz fusion exports with sounds a bit like this. That's the bass of London-born, but now New York-based, Yannick Gwizdala. And we'll hear him in the fine company of sax man Bob Reynolds, drummer Louis Palmer and Gary Husband on the keyboards later on in the show. First up, an advanced copy of a brand new CD from sax man Konrad Wisniewski and pianist Ewan Stevenson. It's not out till November, but here's an early preview. Illuminate, and the music of two of Scotland's finest, the tenor of Conrad Wisniewski and pianist Ewan Stevenson. The album is called New Focus and combines well-conceived string textures with the strong rhythm section and groove of Michael Janish on bass and the inimitable Alan Kosker on drums. New Focus will be out in November on the Whirlwind label. This is Jazz Lineup with me, Julian Joseph, on BBC Radio 3, on FM, online and on digital radio. Now to news of a memorial concert for one of the great characters of the British jazz scene in all its colourful glory. On July the 10th, we lost saxophonist Lol Coxhill. Lol had an unlimited array of musical avenues, from the blues, soul, the free jazz and experimental scene across Europe. His music was expressive and unrestricted, but with great depth and discipline, and he will be sorely missed. On Wednesday, the 19th of September, there's a memorial concert in his honour, with performances and tributes from a vast array of friends, musicians and associates, including Mike and Kate Westbrook, Tony Coe, Maggie Nichols, the London Improvisers Orchestra, Hugh Metcalf, Henry Lowther, Bobby Wellens and Stan Tracy, to name only a few. The memorial will take place at Cecil Sharp House at 2 Regent's Park Road in London, and the doors open at 6:15 p.m. For more information, go to the Jazz Lineup page. From 1954, the album is Spectral Soprano. This is Lol Coxhill and Autumn in New York. Mm-hmm. late Lol Coxhill on tenor saxophone, playing the classic Vernon Duke ballad Autumn in New York. And it's nice to hear him play tenor saxophone. He was very famous for playing the soprano, and there were shades of Dexter Gordon going on there. That was taken from his Spectral Soprano album, and that was recorded in 1954 with no details of the other players. Lol Coxhill, who died in July, and his memorial concert is on September the 19th at Cecil Sharp House in London. And there's more information on the Jazz Lineup webpage. We make our way now to the piano talent of John Turville, who releases a new CD that he recorded in Italy called Conception. Completing his trio are bassist Chris Hill, and Ben Reynolds is on the drums. It's a strong album with impressive contributions from cellist Eduardo Vassallo. Turville's style and trio is strong and assured, and amongst other things, it reflects shades of British piano giant Jason Robello's influence. Be in no doubt, Turville is a player of note amongst the best of his British peers, and we return to a slight fusion lean on this, the opening track, Pharaoh Ant. Thank you. The gifted trio of pianist John Turville and Pharaoh Ant, with Chris Hill on bass and Ben Reynolds on the drums. Conception is released on Fire Records on October the 1st with great variety and focus in all the compositions. And you can catch the trio live as they're on an extensive British tour over the coming months. Here are a few select dates. They're at the Pizza Express in London on September the 27th, Jazz at the Fleece in Suffolk on October the 5th, Symphony Hall, Birmingham on October the 19th, and the Cellar in Southampton on November the 12th. For more information, check the Jazz Lineup webpage. This is Jazz Lineup with me, Julian Joseph, on BBC Radio 3, on FM, online and on digital radio. And as well as jazz on Radio 3, remember there's plenty more jazz across the BBC airwaves, all available via the BBC iPlayer. And on tomorrow night's Jazz on 3 with Jez Nelson, there's music from American pianist Uri Kane, who performs with his trio. Here's a sample of What to Expect. Uri Kane. That's a taster for tomorrow night's Jazz on 3 with Jez Nelson at 11 p.m. on BBC Radio 3. Time for tonight's concert set, which comes from electric bassist Yannick Gwizdala. Born in London, Gwizdala made the move to the United States over a decade ago and has made enormous strides as an accomplished producer, musical director and bassist with the cream of the international fusion stars, including Flora Purim, Pat Metheny, Marcus Miller, and our very own Gary Husband, who features on keyboards in the concert set. Now based in New York, we recorded him at the Jazz Bar on his visit to Edinburgh on the 28th of March this year. This is the second part of their concert, and at the time of recording, Gwizdala was fresh from a world tour with guitarist Mike Stern and trumpet great Randy Brecker. On saxophone is Bob Reynolds, who's played with a range of artists, from jazzers Brian Blade, Tom Harrell and Richard Bonner, to rock star John Mayer. Louis Palmer is on drums and is a former Dave Weckl student, who holds his ground in the presence of fusion drumming pioneer Gary Husband, who completes the lineup as he puts in a stellar performance on keyboards. The set captures the band on good form at Edinburgh's award-winning venue, the Jazz Bar. So, joining Yannick Gwizdala on electric bass are Bob Reynolds on tenor sax, Louis Palmer on drums, and Gary Husband on keyboards. They start off with a composition from Reynolds called Rise and Fall. Thank you.
Thank you. That's Rise and Fall by Bob Reynolds on tenor saxophone.
Thank you. Thank you.
It's Gary Husband on keyboards. Louis Palmer at the drums. Los Angeles, California, Mr. Bob Reynolds on tenor saxophone. Thank you so much for coming out and making our night. Thank you. Good night.
Bassist Yannick Gwizdala and band recorded at the Jazz Bar in Edinburgh earlier this year, and Closer by tenor saxophonist Bob Reynolds. Before that, they played Fun by Cannonball Adderley and started the set with another Reynolds composition called Rise and Fall. Louis Palmer was on drums and Gary Husband on keyboards. Our concert set was recorded on the 28th of March this year. Sticking with the fusion theme, Italian trumpet supremo Enrico Rava takes an interesting look at the music of Michael Jackson. His new recording is called, interestingly enough, Rava on the Dance Floor. And he reimagines songs from the Jackson canon, such as I Just Can't Stop Loving You, Privacy, Smooth Criminal, Blood on the Dance Floor, and Thriller. The album is released on the ECM label, and this is Enrico Rava with the Parco della Musica Jazz Lab and Speechless. Thank you. trumpeter Enrico Rava and his unique version of Michael Jackson's Speechless from an album of the King of Pop's biggest hits with a completely different complexion. There's an eerie circus fairground reggae version of They Don't Care About Us that's well worth a listen. Enrico Rava is joined by the Parco della Musica Jazz Lab on this album, and it's called Rava on the Dance Floor and released on the ECM label. That's almost it for today's edition of the show, and next week on Jazz Lineup, Kevin Legendre is back with Now's the Time and investigates Working Week's Working Nights, featuring saxophonist Larry Stabbins, plus part two of emerging band leader Tommy Evans's Green Seagull Suite. We finish tonight with the trumpet and the sound of Ralph Alessi, guesting with the Vibes man Jim Hart, Michael Janish on bass and Dave Smith on the drums, collectively known as the Cloudmakers Trio. A very confident and creative outfit, they support and challenge Alessi throughout the live recording. Here they are on Alessi's Latin-tinged Morbid Curiosity. From me, Julian Joseph, till next time, bye-bye.
Hello and welcome from me, Jonathan Swain. This is Through the Night here on BBC Radio 3. And to open tonight, the first in a series of piano fests. The pianists in this trawl through various radio archives are all past ones. Among them, Shostakovich playing Shostakovich, Rubinstein playing Chopin. First of all, here's Sir Clifford Curzon playing Mozart's last piano concerto. Curzon was never really at home in the recording studio. He did make some superb records, including one of this very concerto. But as often as not, he wouldn't allow their release. It wasn't that there was anything wrong with them. He simply felt he might play the piece better in a concert. As he put it himself, you must catch the butterfly on the wing. Well, Curzon here caught on the wing in 1971 with Bernhard Haitink conducting the Amsterdam Concertgebouw Orchestra.